You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Could Wisconsin pass a law to ban cell phones in schools? A Republican lawmaker is pushing for it. And Savannah Tomei Olson reports that he's not the only one exploring the issue.
Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices, phones, laptops, tablets during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. It would be up to each district to decide how they would store students' devices. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue.
Winter can be a challenging time for many of us in Wisconsin, as the shorter days and the colder weather often bring more than just a chill to the air. For some, these seasonal changes may trigger seasonal affective disorder. Called SAD, it's a form of depression that occurs during the darker months of the year.
We kind of just shut down in general.
That's Jessica Schaefer, a licensed clinical therapist with Aspirus Health.
Sometimes we get stuck in this box of, I don't have any hobbies, I don't have any interests. So sometimes we need other people to kind of hold us accountable and help us get creative and think of different things.
Small changes help, like setting achievable goals. Seasonal affective disorder, called SAD for short, can deplete our energy and affect our moods, leading to a cycle where we engage less in activities that we enjoy, skip routines, and withdraw socially.
I always like to take a step back and acknowledge everybody's kind of struggling right now, right? There's less to do. We all have lower energy, so we don't want to beat ourselves up. We don't want to be unkind to ourselves because that's not going to be motivating to make change. So making sure that we're being compassionate towards ourselves and towards other people right now.
She says creating moments to look forward to helps. So plan a weekly movie night or experiment with some new recipes.
But if those feelings of depression, feeling down, feeling hopeless are really persistent and they're not really letting up over the course of a couple weeks, I would say that's definitely an indicator to seek some help.
Experts also recommend that if the sun is shining, take a walk outside. It should help. A pair of state Republicans have introduced a bill that would limit what flags are allowed to be flown at government buildings. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Eric Wimberger introduced the legislation, which would only allow the U.S. flag, state flag, Palmia flag, and the official flags of the armed forces to be flown at the sites. If local municipalities wanted to fly another flag, it would require a 3/4 vote from the elected officials. Critics say the proposal is meant to target the Pride flag or the Black Lives Matter flag. And there's more of your money piling up in Madison. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money.
With the changing weather and the major temperature fluctuations, remember that no ice is safe ice. Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another, so check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone. License plate aficionados have one new one to learn. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work. With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America.
And with tax season underway in Wisconsin, officials are reminding eligible residents that they can utilize the Internal Revenue Service's direct file system for free. Residents who have an income of under $200,000 per year and those claiming itemized deductions are eligible to use the direct file system. Officials say the process is fast and secure and are hoping that all eligible residents receive the earned income tax credit. Wisconsin residents can confirm their eligibility for the free service at directfile.irs.com. And Wisconsin has joined a group of 9 other states and the District of Columbia in fighting to maintain higher standards for lead in the water system. The federal rule went into effect on December 30th and is facing legal challenges by the American Water Works Association. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the common sense rule should remain in place, as lead exposure has been shown to be a health hazard, especially for children. Governor Tony Evers also announced an emergency rule raising lead standards in his State of the State address. Many news organizations, including ours, are trying to confirm a southeastern Wisconsin story about ICE enforcement. So far, there's nothing. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
No one has been able to verify a viral claim about immigration enforcement in the area, and a Milwaukee County Board supervisor is doing his part to get out good information. Reports are circulating about a Puerto Rican family being detained by ICE for speaking Spanish outside of a Walmart in Milwaukee. That's not been confirmed by us, any media, or law enforcement in the area. Milwaukee County Supervisor Juan Miguel Martinez posted on social media saying local officials and organizations have been working to verify the incident, but no evidence has been found to support the claim.
And Judge Susan Crawford was in Northeast Wisconsin over the weekend campaigning for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Lisa Hale has the details.
She said she would be fair, impartial, and a common sense justice.
I am running this race because I want to protect the rights of all Wisconsinites. I don't care if you fall on the red side of the political spectrum or the blue side of the spectrum. I'm here fighting for all of our rights.
Crawford is running against former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. While justices are considered nonpartisan, Crawford does have the support of the Democrats and is considered a liberal. The election is set for April 1st.
And the People for Pinecrest hosted a public town hall forum in Merrill on Saturday to discuss the sale of the nursing home to a private operator. Deliberating the future of this nursing home for over a year now, plenty of people were there representing different topics, including how selling Pinecrest would not be in the best interest of the residents of Lincoln County. The main issue, though, the county can't afford to continue operating the facility that it has owned since the 1950s. The funding for Pinecrest was put in the Lincoln County budget for 2025. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee has now lost 4 of their last 5 games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a 3-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard. So have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to 3 new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the 3 Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. The Oscars are just 4 weeks away, and if you missed some of the Best Picture nominees the first time around or don't have access to the films in theaters, don't despair. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, I'm Still Here, and Nickel Boys are unavailable to stream at the moment, but the rest of the nominees are available to watch in the comfort of your own home. Anora, Wicked, and The Substance are all on pay-per-view for anywhere from $4 to $20. 20 big ones might sound like a lot, but oftentimes is cheaper than actually going to the theater. The following potential Best Pick winners are free if you have the appropriate platforms. Conclave is on Peacock. You can catch A Real Pain on Hulu, and Emilia Perez is available on Netflix. Check them out. It will make watching the Oscars more fun. And at those prices, you can't afford not to be a couch potato. Sean Baker's film Anora drew a Best Picture nomination for this year's Oscars. I have not had the pleasure yet, but I did catch one of Baker's previous films, The Florida Project, and was blown away. The film is so real that if native Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe wasn't in it, you would think you were witnessing the lives of real people who live in the low-rent Florida hotel where the film is set, just on the outskirts of Disney World. Dafoe plays the manager who is constantly trying to keep tourists and his own down-and-out residents content while often looking out for their kids. The film is heartbreaking at times, but also oddly uplifting. Baker's script is full of real and heartfelt dialogue, and his verite directing style makes it so easy for viewers to lose themselves in this chaotic world. And just when you think you have the story figured out, Baker takes it in another direction. I did not see the ending coming. If you can, check out The Florida Project. It is definitely one of Pete's picks.
Light snow will gradually end here through the morning, and then it will stay mostly cloudy through the day with a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s. Tonight will drop down to 8 above tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 21 with more light snow on the way later Wednesday into Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.